Hi, Phil Swift here for new Flex Superglue. What's truly amazing is that our Flex Superglue is so strong that just one drop virtually welds itself to the surface and can lift over 3 tons. Forget those old superglues. Get the one that's new, Flex Superglue. Go to flexsealproducts.com/3-ton-lift to learn more about how one drop lifted 3 tons. For demonstration purposes only.
And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a national known figure. I've known her for many, many years. We've had her on this radio program 30 years ago. And, you know, Dr. Tenpenny has stood her ground. Now, I'm going to let you hear what has taken place, because with her, the medical board suspends her license with absolutely zero due process and no recourse. Folks, I'm telling you what happened to this medical board. We had people there that saw this. And in other words, they said, well, you had all of these complaints. Well, what were the complaints? Well, we can't tell you what your complaints were. Well, what are you charging me with? What is it that you're doing? Why are you going to pull my medical license? Well, because you didn't obey our conditions. But let's go to Attorney Tom Rentz and let Attorney Rentz, he can say it better.
But when I'm not doing this commentator thing, you know, I do that lawyer thing, right? And one of my clients and one of my dearest, dearest friends is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Well, we were just at the Ohio Medical Board the other day dealing with a ridiculous complaint that the board has decided to file against her. And the board decided that due process rights are no longer important and that they wanted to take her license away. And so they did. They suspended her license. This is an incredible thing, folks, and actually one of the most manifestly unjust things I've ever seen in my life. We intend to deal with this in the courts, but I want to talk a little bit about what happened. I want to show you guys what happened. I want to share what happened. Now, you understand that when we get to the courts, there's limitations what we can say and what we can do, but this was a public hearing, okay? So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about things that occurred at a public hearing. And the reason that we're doing it is because while I am a lawyer, I am also a political commentator, right? And so I really think that there needs to be political action taken as a result of this in addition to anything we do in the courts. Now, we'll preserve Sherry's license to the best of our ability. We're going to fight that in the courts. And, you know, that's that. Now, I can't do certain things, talk about certain things related to that, but I have to talk about certain things that our political branches need to deal with. And as an elected official, I asked some questions of our AG, our Ohio Attorney General, who's supposed to be a Republican, but whose assistant, one of his people in his office, actually just said that due process is overrated. I'm paraphrasing. Further, I need to know why it is that in the state of Ohio, we have a situation where administrative agencies are apparently able to do whatever they want and ignore due process regardless of what's going on. And I mean, if this is where we are, I would ask the Republican legislature and the Republican governor and the Republican AG, don't you think we need to pass some legislation to fix it? So without further ado, let me bring on my dear, dear friend and one of the greatest warriors I know, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Good morning, Tom. Boy, talk about my favorite warriors. I'm sitting in the same on the same Zoom call with one of my favorite warriors.
Well, I love you, Sherry. So, I mean, for everybody that doesn't know, you know, when I started fighting on the COVID stuff, Sherry was one of the very, very, very first people I met who, you know, at the time, all I knew about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was she was one of those crazy anti-vaxxer folks. And I was still unaware of the fraud and the lies that have occurred in the vaccine world and in Big Pharma. I was only starting to wake up to it. And praise God that I met Sherry, because She did an awful lot to help me to see what was going on. I mean, the research, the work, the efforts that she's done over the years, it's been spectacular. So if anybody is watching and thinking, boy, I'm glad Rems has fought over this stuff, you should know that you're looking at the person who really had a lot of impact and a lot of influence over me fighting over it. Because when I saw her research and when I looked at what.
Alrighty, folks, we're going to get back to that in just a minute. We have Nurse Elaine Conley here with us. And Elaine, you've been up against that medical board too. And so,
well, not that particular medical board, because I'm a nurse, so I'm overseen by a state board of nursing.
But meanwhile, I want to say that Ann in Philly pledged 50, Sheila in Texas 200, Paula in Massachusetts pledges 100. Folks, we're going to try to give you a couple minutes here, a minute or two, to call in, and then we're going to go back to Attorney Rents, because again, it's not just Sherry Tenpenny.
It isn't. It's all licensing boards in the United States. I know Jonathan Broadbent's been on your program before, but he calls them weaponized regulators. So there's a lot of professions where you have to have a license, you know, whether it's in securities, as a physician, as a chiropractor, as a massage therapist, you know, et cetera. And we all have boards that issue these licenses. Well, I got under investigation by the Ohio Board of Nursing last year, and I was told that I was being investigated because I provided COVID misinformation to the Amish community. And when I asked them, what part of the Nurse Practice Act have I violated in providing health information to the Amish community, they basically said it was safe delivery of nursing care and exceeding my scope as an RN, neither of which applies. So that investigation, as far as I know, is still open. So it'll be interesting. I'm due to renew my license this year. We'll see what happens with that.
All righty. And you know, I'll tell you what, if they go after that, if they don't renew it, we're going to fight. And we will fight.
Well, I do have legal counsel, relative to that.
Well, not just that. We're gonna go after them, too. We're going to go, you know, in fact, we're going to show up at the board and whatever we have to do. Just like we did with the Nurse Tenpenny.
Well, we did have the public light up the phones, you know, to the state medical board, you know, related to what they were doing with Sherry Tenpenny.
Yeah, I know. I called myself and I talked to them down there, and the boards was lit up, and it's like, you know, people aren't supposed to know about this. You know, the mainstream media is supposed to keep this stuff quiet. Of course, they went in the opposite direction.
But you have to understand that all of Mike DeWine's appointments are in the wrong camp here. All right. It was the assistant attorney general who talked against the fact that if the board used due process, they would not ever get anything done. And all the board hearings are public hearings. So it was posted on YouTube for only 10 minutes and then taken down. The only reason that Tom Rents has the film that he does is because the resistance chicks from Cincinnati, Ohio, filmed the entire thing. And so bottom line is, we have the record of them talking about the fact that, you know, the medical boards and the licensing boards don't have to give people due process, that it's underrated. The other piece to this is that when the vote was taken, because I was there for the whole thing, and we filled the hearing room, there were other business items ahead of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and they moved her right up to the front because they wanted to get rid of us. They turned the microphones down so we could barely hear what was going on. But beyond that, when the vote came to being, all the attorneys that were on the medical board abstained from voting.
That tells you a lot right there. Folks, we're going to just take a minute here and give you a chance to call in. We got to hear from you. And then we're going to go back and we're going to hear Attorney Tom Rents. Now, we're going to hear that Ohio Attorney General, Assistant Ohio Attorney General himself. He's going to be saying exactly what you just said.
Exactly.
But right now, we got to get some phone calls. So 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We have got right now only 40 minutes left in this radio program. We're nowhere near not even nowhere near.
And the other thing I heard tonight was that Dave Yost is supposed to be in Strongsville at a political event. And if that's the case, I'm going to be going, and I'm going to talk to him about this medical board and this hearing by his assistant, AG.
Very good. And a lot of, well, let us know when that's going to be. We'll see if we can get a lot of people out there.
I will.
All right, 888-677-9673, 888-281-1110. And we've actually had in times past, one time we had 400 phone calls turned into the Ohio State, to the House, because of there was some pro-life legislation pending, and we lit the phones up. This radio program was able to encourage the people. And because of that, we got our legislation passed.
Well, they actually, this time, the emails were so full that they changed the emails prior to this hearing.
This is the deep state, folks. Again, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word, the Bible, is very clear. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Again, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is disobedience. And again, we really failed big time on issue one. It was a major disaster here in Ohio. And if we don't now, because of that, we have an uphill battle from November, because the deep state is pouring in tons and tons of dark money from California, from New York, dirty money, really dirty money. Now, these people that are pushing this, what they call women's reproductive rights, are the same people that are pushing pedophilia. They're the ones that want to change, take away, and no longer call it pedophilia. They want to call it minor attraction. These are the same people that are involved in the child sex smuggling rings. These are wicked people, evil people, ungodly people, okay? We're trying to tell you this. We're trying to get you, because listen, if you fail again, you parents out there, these are the people that want to take away all parental rights, and they also want to, this bill, if they pass that, folks, if they can amend the Constitution, every bit of the pro-life legislation that we worked so hard for 50 years will be overturned. Are you going to let that happen? Okay. Anyhow, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Take us back and to Tom Rentz.
What she's done over the years, and found out that everything met evidentiary standards for court and that it's that good. Well, I go where the evidence goes. So God bless you, Sherry. And not only that, Sherry's for anybody that doesn't know, Sherry is very dedicated to God and their faith. And I don't think that we can overstate the importance to that, because as we fight for God, family, country, if we forget about the God part, there is nothing else to fight for. So,
amen to that.
Yeah. So, Sherry, we went down there, and under the law, the board is required to give you a fair hearing, and the board is required to give you due process rights. And, I will talk a little bit about that aspect of it. But, without getting into the law side, did you feel like you got a fair shake on this?
Not really, because I don't understand the charges. I mean, they made it clear it wasn't about my good care and taking good care of my patients. It was all about, they said that I failed to cooperate with them. Well, if somebody sends you a series of letters and you respond to every letter, whether it's from the medical board, whether it's from the tax department, from IRS, I mean, whenever, when they send you a letter and you respond, they send you a letter, you respond, they send you a letter and you respond, how is that failure to cooperate? To me, we cooperated at every level. We looked at the letters. We responded appropriately and legally. My lawyers drafted, you, Tom, and Eric Jones, my other lawyer, drafted responses appropriately and sent it back. And they go, nope, you didn't cooperate with us. Well, I guess that just simply means that they didn't like the answers, but it didn't mean that I failed to cooperate. And then when Eric asked them at the hearing, can you give us a definition of failed to cooperate? and they couldn't. And he said, well, then how can you say my client failed to cooperate because you don't have a legal definition? And then the other thing that I felt that was really unfair was that this has been going on for 2 years. You know, the first letter that we got from them was 2 years ago. And they made it sound like at the hearing, like they had been chasing me for 2 years to get my attention. And I never responded to them with anything.
You mean that first letter where they out of the blue decided that you needed to submit yourself to a psych eval from a psychiatrist that they supplied without any input from lawyers or anything else? You just hey, you random person, you need a psych eval, right? You need to give us all of your records on anything. And by the way, this is all about COVID because they said that in the letters.
And oh, by the way, that broke law in Ohio, the way I understand it, because you have to have reasons to ask somebody for a psych evaluation, which they didn't meet the criteria. And not only did they pick the person and the date and the time, they told me to bring a $2,000 check with me to pay that person to evaluate me. And so not only, you know, did the fact that they made it sound like in the public hearing, like I have completely stonewalled them, completely ignored them, never got back to them at all, which is a lie. And then the other part that I felt that was really unfair was that they gave us 5 minutes to put information into the record. I never got a chance to respond. I never got a chance to talk. I never got a chance to, you know, say to you're supposed to face your accusers to ask them questions back. I didn't get a single word to be able to put into the record. It was what they said. And you only got 5 minutes. Yeah. So to me, that's general board standards. That's the way they run their hearings. But I think that was unfair for me. I think that's unfair for anybody who has to show up at one of those hearings.
Well, there were a lot of issues, and I want to hit a couple legal things related to this because there's some things that I think that are really important, right? So let me, I'm sorry, everybody, I'm going to be a lawyer for a minute. Okay. So under the Fifth Amendment, you can't penalize someone. The Fifth Amendment's very clear. No one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process, right? Now, understand that despite what they said in this hearing, you have a well-recognized constitutional property interest in your license. So you cannot be deprived of that property interest under the law without due process. Now, there are two different types under the law of due process, substantive due process and procedural due process, right? What happens is procedural due process, which is what we're talking about here, it involves fairness, right? So these are theories of law that have been developed over the years, largely through cases and other things, to ensure that someone who is given, who is charged with something has rights. It's fair, right? Things that go to, you know, making sure that you're given notice, making sure that notice is given to you in a way that's...
Alrighty, we will be back in a minute, but folks, right now, Bob and Lori in Michigan have pledged 75, a Bill in Boston, 200, and George in Minnesota, 100, and Justina in Illinois, 110. Thank you. And, Joe, do you want to comment on some of this?
Just the more you listen, it's just the world has gone crazy, and we need to start praying for, America needs to start blessing God, start praying for a revival, and the only thing that's really going to do us any good is for the Lord to intervene.
All right, very good. Elaine?
Yes, you know, bottom line is everybody has to begin to get more active. And by that, I mean, start talking to people locally. Find out what your neighbors are thinking. We all have, if we want to keep our constitutional republic, we have to get engaged in some way, shape, or form. So that means, you know, volunteering, finding out who your council people are, who your representatives are in your local neighborhood, find out where they are with everything that is going on. Are they okay with having their rights being taken away. Part of our job is to educate other people that we of the knowledge and information that we have. So we have to have more of a direct and assertive role. Don't be ashamed for knowing what you have. Don't be scared, because we are told by the Bible, talks about fear, how many times that's important.
366 times the Bible says to fear not.
Exactly. Fear not. So this is the time to walk the talk. And your silence, if you are staying silent with this, you know, is basically what they call tacit approval. So don't be intimidated by this power. How frequently you should get involved? Look at what your obligations are, your church obligations, your family, you know, etc. But now is the time. We have a country in distress, one that does not no longer uphold the virtues of a constitutional republic or a Christian nation. And I remember growing up and where we were one, and it was demonstrated every day. So we need to get our country back. And the only way we get our country back is we band together and we stand as one as Christian patriots.
Abraham Lincoln said, "For men to remain silent when they should speak up makes cowards of men and destroys nations."
Amen. I want to add to what she said. The word came to mind was implied consent. There was an old joke. Implied consent is not a lady's smile. And if you're silent, you're giving your consent. And on this program, Pastor Ernie and I have been telling you for a long time now, this is a communist revolution. This is the real thing. It's not make-believe. You are experiencing a revolution taking place. They are trying to turn our constitutional republic into a socialist communist democracy, what they call a socialist democracy. That's the beginning of a communist state. And it is past time. We've been warning for people to start standing up many, many years ago. And I'm afraid if you don't stand and be heard now, your children and grandchildren are going to ask why you didn't defend the freedom, why that they are, you know, suffering with this new communist state. And I'd hate to have to tell my children and grandchildren, well, I just didn't want to get involved. I was too busy. I just, you know, didn't want to spend any money, don't donate any money, join a cause. You know, what excuse do you want to have, folks?
All right, Joe, right now we are 3,800 short, 3,800 short of our goal, and we only have about 30 minutes, right? About 30 minutes tonight.
Well, I'm going to pledge 150. I normally pledge more, but I am helping one of my children with income for the next 3 months while they recover from surgery. And we're going to be quite tight for a while, but I'm going to pledge $150 anyway.
All right, you got that. And I tell you what, folks, I can't handle this, so I'm going to pledge $1,000. Doers of the word, $1,000. Okay, and I'm looking for a match. I need several people to match me tonight. $1,000. So go ahead and put Joe up for $100.50 and $1,000 for me.
I'd like 10 people to match me, and that would get us going, because a lot of us can't afford $1,000, but maybe we can get 10 people at least to match me at $150.
All right, very good. And if I can get 10 people to match me at $1,000, we'll be doing even better.
And if somebody pledges $100, they'll get a free integrative health consultation from me.
There you go. And you'd get one from me, too, but you probably wouldn't want it.
Right? what I want to say is we've got to protect our children. Planned Parenthood and ACLU are now condoning child marriages. And California already has laws in place that respect that. The idea is, this again is a smokescreen to eliminate a step to eliminate parental rights altogether. They want to open that door to basically say children are old enough to decide everything about their lives, you know, at the age of 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. Now, if that isn't pure insanity, I don't know what is. So you need to get mad about it, and you need to do something about it.
A 17-year-old has to go to the school nurse to get aspirin, but a 5- and 6-year-old can say, I want to become a different sex. Something a little crazy here, folks.
Well, Joe, in Ohio, this is why we've been trying to tell people, you know, this is why we worked so hard trying to get issue one for folks to vote yes on issue one. But it will take away, completely remove, and there's a number of other states that are lined up. They'll fall like dominoes. We've got to pass in November. In November we have to vote. We got to keep it from passing. In November, it's a no vote. It's a no vote in November against what is called the Women's Reproductive Rights Bill. It's legislation from hell. And, folks, let me tell you something. You know, I told this to Joe Biden when Joe Biden was senator, and he was telling me face-to-face, well, you know, not everybody's pro-life. And I told him, God is, and I said, Joe, you're pro-life or you're low-life. And that's exactly right. That's what God's word, the Bible, makes.
That's a good phrase,
makes
Pastor.
It very clear. You're either pro-life or you're low-life, folks.
Well, if God's pro-life, then everybody else is wrong. I mean, it's simple. God's right, you're wrong.
All righty. Dan in Detroit pledges 100, so there's a match right there for you. Okay, and
make sure you give your phone number and your name so that I can give you a call.
All right, give it to whoever takes your call out there. All righty, it's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Got to tell you this. Breaking, corrupt Fulton County Court. We've seen, again, so much tyranny. Website posts RICO charges against President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States. President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States. And anyone and everyone that says he's not a liar and there's no truth in him, you folks out there, you know that. And you pastors, well, I'm going to tell you, it's way, 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 way past time for you to start standing up and being men of God and leading, being bold like you're supposed to be, and leading your people. This is, you pastors, you have no place has our Lord been more dishonored than from the pulpits. Look, that's why God was kicked out of public schools, and you failed to stand up when they passed Roe v. Wade, when they declared God dead in that court as God. You failed when they passed same-sex marriage. Again, you pastors didn't have the courage. Only a small percentage, only a handful of it. And you people that stayed in those churches who had pastors that were not bold, who would not lead you, who would not go out there and like they're supposed to lead you in the fight against this tyranny, you're responsible too. By staying in those churches, you're letting him know, hey, guess what? We want to stay comfortable. Folks, I'm going to tell you, Bible says, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself. God's keeping score. He's keeping score on this, and he tells you what you do in this body, right?
Yes, and the other thing, be very wise about the schools, the public schools. They are putting in mental health counselors that are going into lockstep with these teachers. And the whole idea is to basically usurp parental rights. There's a reason why they do not allow any of the school books to come home with your child because of the books that are being reviewed. So if you have a child or a grandson or grandchildren in public school, have the parents take a look at what is going on in that establishment, because the mental health counselors are out to separate the child from the parents and have the state take over, which they think the state will do a better job.
Already here. Sandy in Florida pledges $250, and Eugene, how do you pronounce that, Eugene? Eugenius in Warren pledges $1,000. Thank you. There's a match for my $1,000. All right, very good.
And let me give you my number. It's Elaine Conley, Conelly. My phone is 440-478-4073.
All right, we'll be back. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Now. Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Alibaba. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And let me tell you, folks, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet, and that's literally scaring the devil right into hell, okay? And that's just the way it is. He's alive and well. And, folks, again, the time is coming. The time is coming out there for all of you out there. This is it. This is the days. It's time to place up your crowns in glory. It's time to run to this battle right now. Let's take America back to the Lord, for the Lord, the way he gave it to us. One nation under God. That's the way he gave it to us. All right. Anonymous in Dallas pledges 200. Thank you, Anonymous. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Listen, I never did finish this article here. The Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, must be removed from the Trump investigation. Again, this is another one of the Soros's. They bought and paid for, you know. Again, we have this because we've allowed it. We put up with it. And if you put up with it, you don't deserve any better than that. And that's why we need to fight with everything we have. The corrupt Fulton County court website briefly posted several charges against the legitimate president of the United States of America, including RICO charges, before a grand jury has even been closed. The charges were briefly posted and taken down without explanation. There you go, folks. It's, you know, it's so corrupt in Fulton County in Georgia. The corruption, just unbelievable. You saw them pulling boxes and boxes of phony ballots out from underneath tables.
Right.
Just so corrupt. Just so very corrupt.
Well, there's one other thing you're missing here. Along with Trump, were 18 15 other people indicted, including Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and a long list of people associated, Sidney Powell, a lot of people associated with Trump. And the idea is they are trying to scare and intimidate anybody who works with Trump, supports Trump. The message is, we'll come after you too. We'll bog you down like we did Trump with charges and trial and accusations, and we'll make you go broke like they did with General Michael Flynn. And what this is, intimidation to the max. But when you know it's crazy, law professor Alan Dershowitz, who is no conservative, believe me, he said, we are seeing the rule of law thrown away for partisan political purposes. He said that they are violating several things. He said it's a violation. This Hunter Biden special counsel is a clear violation of the law. And same thing with what is happening to Trump. It's illegal. They're violating all kinds of laws to do it. And that's with a liberal law professor, not some, you know, very conservative person speaking. So the fix is in, and I think what they have done is they've ensured that Trump is going to be the candidate, because after this, there can be no doubt in anybody's mind that they are going to do anything possible to stop Donald Trump. Why? He is the one they fear. He is the one that will destroy the deep state, stop the revolution if he can become elected. Would you agree, Pastor?
Well, yeah. And it's, again, like I said, this is much, much bigger than Trump. Look, there are other people out there qualified. DeSantis would be a good candidate. I have no problem with it, a number of people. But listen, it's got to be Trump. And let me tell you why it's got to be Trump. Because what they did to him, we cannot allow them to do that to him. What they did, because he was standing in the gap for us. He was standing between us and them. Look, there hasn't been a perfect candidate in this planet since the Lord Jesus left here. Not one, okay? And there won't be one until he comes back. But in my lifetime, Donald Trump is right up there with President Ronald Reagan. He actually did the things he said he would do, okay? And so, folks, it's got to be, because you're going to have all kinds of the rhino rhetoric coming out, all kinds of things. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable what they're going to be throwing at us. This is why it is so very important. And I can tell you this, any of those candidates out there that are running that speak out against Trump, I'll go against them. If they don't, I won't. But if they do, I will. Folks, because here, it's the right thing to do. Because it's the right thing to do. There you go. I hate treason.
We're down to all or nothing, folks. This is no longer a game. This is all or nothing. The future of this country is totally at stake. And it's in your hands. It's in the people's hands.
If absolutely.
If the people fight back, we can win. If the people are apathetic, ignorant, or afraid, we will lose.
We have 12 minutes left in the radio program. We want to say Anonymous in Minnesota pledges 40, and Linda out in California pledges 100. We have 12 minutes left, actually, before we go into it. Actually, we'll be here till midnight, so we'll be here for 22 minutes. But we're only going to be back on the air here for about, well, it looks like about 14 minutes. And so, and we're still about $1,000 short. We're still about $1,000 short for tonight. So, folks, we need about $100 a minute. And it's 888. We need somebody, one more person to match my $1,000. One more person, or we need five people or 10 people to match Joe's of 150. So, here you go, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Carl in Cleveland just pledges 500. Okay, so we're about 500 short. We're about 500 short. But we'll take more than five, won't we?
Oh, we most certainly will. One more thing I want to talk about the state of Ohio. There is such a thing that started last year called the SAFE Act, which is Ohio Saving Adolescents from Experimentation. It passed the House. It's House Bill 68. And now it's been sent to the Senate, and it's sent into a committee. Governor DeWine has already said he will veto it. Why would you veto a bill that protects your children from mutilation?
Okay, say that one more time. I want to hear this whole thing.
The SAFE Act is called the Ohio Saving Adolescents from Experimentation. So this is all transgender surgery, and with or without parent consent, et cetera. And it's basically to eliminate it, that it's illegal in the state of Ohio. All right. And it was passed by the House, and it's moved on now to the Senate. And now it's in committee in the Senate. But the governor has already came out and said he's going to veto it.
Do you have the governor's phone number by chance there?
No, I don't, but I'll look it up.
Okay, look it up. See if you can get that phone number. Folks, you know what you have to do. You have to
call him until he can't, until he runs from the people.
And folks, you don't have to live in Ohio to do that. Wherever you're at, you can call him and tell him, why in the world would you want to do that? Call. Hey, G is going to give you their number here. And again, we have.
The office of Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is 216-906-0751.
That's here in Cleveland. What about the Columbus number?
The Columbus number is 614-644-4357. Columbus is 614-644-4357.
Okay, very good. There you go. All right, folks. Again, Carl, thank you. Carl in California, I didn't say thank you. He plays 500. We're still 500 short. We're still 500 short. And we've got about 12 minutes left on the air tonight. So,
I can leave you with a positive thing.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yes.
The same creators that made the movie Out of the Shadows are bringing a new movie into place. It's called Into the Light Dot Movie. Into the Light Dot Movie. And this movie was made to bring to the surface that psychological operations are present and active in today's society. Into the Light will feature experts in psychological operations in mainstream media manipulation, such as General Michael Flynn, Lara Logan, Booth Cutler, Brian Gamble, and Mike Smith. This project brings an unbiased viewpoint to the control being done through psychological operations. Again, Into the Light Dot Movie.
All right, very good. Now, you were talking about that bill is the Ohio Protection Children Act?
It's the SAFE Act.
The SAFE.
Yeah.
Okay, SAFE Act. All right, folks. This is very, very important. It's very important that you do this. He needs to hear from us. You got to take your stand. We have to fight at every, you know.
It's SAFE for Saving Adolescents from Experimentation.
Okay, Saving Adolescents from Experimentation. All right, 888-281-1110. We're still short of our goal for tonight, 888-677-9673. Can I have one more person match my 1,000? Can we get one more to match my 1,000 tonight? That would be wonderful if we could. No. GOP lawmakers introduces bill for U.S. government to take over Democrat-run city after rising crime rates. Do you know what that city is, Joe?
That's, would it be San Francisco?
No, it's Washington, D.C. Listen.
D.C., okay.
There's a fascinating tug-of-war brewing in the nation's capital, and it's all about the nation's capital itself, Joe. It's no secret that the Democrats have been for years now trying to make Washington, D.C. a state. Many Republicans oppose and criticize this because they feel that D.C. would just become another deep blue communist haven for Democrats like California and New York. For a while now, Republicans have mostly just opposed these sorts of efforts and done very, very little else. Now it appears they're going to actually do something, Joe. They're going to do something. They're going to go on the offensive. According to Washington Examiner, Representative Andy Ogles introduced a bill Friday that would actually give D.C. less autonomy. Less autonomy, which we need to do. That's right. It would take away because, and the reason for that is the crime, the high crime rate, okay? The bill would repeal the D.C. Home Rule Act and would shift authority of the district to Congress, established in 1973. The Home Rule Act effectively created a local government district, voted on a mayor and 13-member councils in 1974, to act in the district's best interest. No, they need to take that away. Look what they've done. Look what they've done. And look what's happening right there in D.C. You've got that dirty, dirty jail run by corrupt, extremely and completely corrupt mayor and completely corrupt police department out there. Murdered people, murdered the patriots. And you've got right now the Christian patriots in that dirty prison. And the vast majority of people in this country are too worthless to and too cowardly to stand up and voice and yell out. Those are our brothers and sisters in Christ that are being held and being persecuted. Some of them have been held for, go ahead.
You know. All right. The other thing was, is as long as we were looking up phone numbers, I wanted to look up the phone number for the Ohio Attorney General's office with Dave Yost, with what's happening with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And guess what? All you get is a helpline. It's an 800 number.
Jeez.
So that means that he doesn't really want to hear from the constituents.
Well, he's going to be here when? Tell the folks when and where.
Dave Yost is going to be at the Best Western Hotel this week, Wednesday, on August 16th. The Strongsville GOP is hosting him. It's the Best Western Hotel on Royalton Road in Strongsville. I'm going to go. I'll see whether I can get close enough to him to let him know what I think.
When is that going to be again?
Wednesday, August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Best Western in Strongsville on Royalton Road.
All right, very good. We need to make that every night. Listen, Mary Grace pledged in Ohio pledges 100. Glenn in Florida pledges 100. And Chuck in California pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Well, we're coming, to, folks. We're running out of time. We only have just a few minutes left. How much time do I have left? Okay, we're coming up on Joe. You've got 6 minutes. Do you think you can give an invitation in 6 minutes?
Sure can. I was working on something, came up with five things God wants you to know that's going to change your life for eternity. Number one, there's only one way to heaven. You're not going to get there through religion, the church, a denomination, philosophy, good works, moral living, you know, hope. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That was Jesus. John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 1:12-13, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. 2, whether you wish to admit it or not, you're a sinner. Romans 3:9-11, for we have before prove both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 5, verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. 3, God requires punishment for sin. John 3:36, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And there's also Romans 2, verses 2, 3, 5, 6. Then we go number 4. The gift of God is eternal life, and it's absolutely free. Romans 6:23 says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Romans 5:8, but God commandeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And number 5, Romans 10:9-13, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, if you repent your sins, if you tell God you're sorry that your sins placed his son upon that cross, and that you want Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you will become a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus, and everlasting life. This is your decision. Jesus Christ wants to save your soul, wants to give you eternal life. The world is telling you different. The world, you know, says, well, you can save yourself. You don't need God. Oprah said you can create your own salvation, but it's all a lie. You need to be saved. You need to be forgiven of your sins. There is no other way but that which God has provided to obtain everlasting life. So just talk from the heart. Talk to God. Tell him you're sorry, your sins, that you want them to be forgiven. Ask Jesus to save you, to wash away your sins with his blood, the blood that he shed on for you on the cross. Don't delay. You risk eternity in hell and torment. The Lord is waiting. He's standing there knocking at the door to your heart. Why don't you let him come in?
All right. Very, very good. Thanks, Jill. Susan in Illinois pledges 100. Alan in Maryland pledges 25. Donna in New Hampshire pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we've got about a minute left here for tonight's radio.
We're coming close. We need just a few more calls and we'll make it.
All righty. Elaine, you had closing comments?
Just be in good stead. Take the fear out of your life. You've got the Bible behind you. You've got God behind you. You have all your Christian community, your patriots, and dispel the fear. That's the most important thing, is think about today. God's in charge. He's got our backs, and we have to walk the talk in faith and confidence.
All right. We're going to be here till midnight. You can call right till midnight at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And so, again, like I said, we will be here till midnight, 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you, and you'll keep hearing from us. Well, we're at that time where we get to every night when we say this. We say good night. And we say God bless.
And always.
Let's do it. Ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR. Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.